Yo, it's your boy Philippe.
Hey, Mickey Solo, P.I.F. Paid in full, yeah.
Yeah, stay hooked onto Nouvelle Life.
Hi, what's up, people? This is Andy the Royal Your Highness, and you're listening to Nouvelle Life.
Yo, 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 you're now listening to Hip Hop Uganda Live. It's your boy truly, Sean. Home for Ugandan Hip Hop, hosted by yours truly, Sean.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Anonymous, G2 Complex, most official, and you're listening to Hip Hop Uganda on Nouvelle Life.
Just right
not
here,
just right here.
Get it,
here.
Get it,
get it.
You're now listening to another episode of the Nouvelle Life Podcast, Hip Hop Uganda Live, hosted by Sean.
What's up, people? Welcome to the Nouvelle Live Podcast, and I'm Sean, your host. This is episode 8, and you tuned in. Last week I had on the show Rodney and Resty. Yeah, we had a good time. Under 25 in progress. Today I don't know if we have under 25, but I have the singer, rapper of a song that I think you must have listened to in the movie, and if you haven't, it will be playing in the background. What's up, Big Vein?
I'm cool, Sean. How are you?
I am good. Okay, Big Vein. The name, what's behind Big and Vein?
Yeah, so it was like this. I loved sciences before, because I dreamt of like being a doctor or thing.
Not a pilot?
Not really. A doctor there. So things didn't go well. I changed to arts, but still I had the love for the sciences. So when I come into the music industry, I'm like, okay, I have to rebrand myself here now. So I loved the heart. The way I could draw it when I used to do the other art, the drawing and all that. So when I came to the heart, I like it. There's a way I could draw it, shade it, leave the diagram, like the things of biology. But here in art, I could design it. So I'm like, people use, I'm big this in music. So I'm like, instead of calling myself the pulmonary vein, that's too long. So I just decided to cut it and then put the big vein.
So in other words, you're trying to say that you're the big vessel vein that is important?
Yeah.
What does the pulmonary vein even do anyway? It's been a long time.
You want to take me back?
It's been a long time since I went to a science class. I've been repping sense and hip hop for a very long time. I also had dreams of being something. Yeah.
So how sure are you that I'm still fresh into that field too?
It's all good. We can put that aside. So tell us about Big Vein, besides your name and your career and stuff. When did you like start rapping?
Okay. Let me start from where. Mom told me when I started, the day I started understanding music, I was almost a year. There I could not walk, but they had a song they could sing for me. So that I could shake seriously. You know when you have no stamina, so you end up falling. But I don't cry, because I was loving what I was doing. I could imitate as I was growing up, but I don't imitate R&B. So raps, the shabarangs, the word, the things. Even if you don't know the words, but you're flowing into that. So at least those who know me, when they hear today that I'm an artist, it's not news, because already they saw that to me, I could be as a dancer, the things. So, but now, being serious into this, that was, I recorded 2009, the first song, but I wasn't serious though.
Great. 2009 is like 2009, and I think up to 10 is like the golden era for hip hop. So surely must have been among the contributors.
I first recorded with this guy called Jox. By then we had a small local studio back then in Zambia, Rero Quarters there.
Okay.
So guys were like, you can do it, you can do it. I'm like, okay, they write for me a song because I didn't know how they write.
Okay.
So they wrote for me the first one. Yeah. Then I went to studio. I did that. Since I wasn't serious, back to books. I wasn't serious at all. So around 2000, was it 8, 9? I met Nez Avatar in some studio. I was doing some work there.
Nez, you didn't tell me about that part.
So then I wasn't serious like I've told you, so but the way Nez could do his act was nice. Sometimes he makes me fall in love with R&B, yet I cannot sing outside. Okay. So I'm like, but I do this, can you help me? I mean, you know, I like rapping. Can you help me? Can you do the same? I didn't know that he's multi-purpose. He does this, that. So there we became good friends. Though we left where we were working from, by then we had to hook up again. So way back in Eruzira, came back. That was 2000. Was it 11? Not 11. I'm forgetting. 10. When we went to OCM. Some studio there before he got his. So now there he records for me, now the first one. Like, okay. Then I was glad to hear that now we have our own studio here called Port Bell Drive Music. Had to visit and I was glad. So since then, still I was not that stable in this. But then he tried pushing me around, calling me, why are you vain, those things. You know, like he wants to really help me out.
He's encouraging you.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm there, I'm like, but what I'm doing, is it right? Then he's the very guy calling me, you also, you get lost. Come to the scene. You're hiding that side. How will people see you?
Shout out to you, Nez. By the way, this podcast has been powered by Port Vale Drive Music. Mm-hmm.
So I get in touch with the Avatar himself. So there we started recording serious music. When I came back, in this studio, my first song was Sheena. The first song, single, called Sheena. That was the first one with Nez. Now we're back into business, seriously. That was the first one. But again, I was kind of disappearing, like, you know, not stable.
Okay.
Again, he calls me and brings me back on scene like that. So afterwards, he connects me with Sylvester. I go for a boot camp. Yeah, I think now I'm on my road.
I saw one of your contributions on the Hip Hop Boot Camp 3. How was it that you managed to get through to the final selection of the third volume?
Yeah, that was still Nez's effort. Yeah, because he told me if it comes by after volume 2, then the 3 I should be part of it. So he endeavored that, he tried to call Sylvester and all that, giving him my stuff that I'd done. There I came through. So when Sylvester had, in fact it was Sheena and Samson called Tell Me. So after him listening to that, he liked it and was like, yeah, in fact I was the last person to be called. It was 3 days to like leaving for the workshop, that boot camp in Bali, but I managed to catch up. I was there.
Do you come from Bali?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and you mainly rap in Lumasaba only, or do you switch styles, or I don't know.
I do switch, but when I switch, I go to Swahili. But I'm still on the Lumasaba alone. But with the time, I'm going to be mixing any language. But as long as I go Kalchoke, I don't prefer using English because I might not have the best accent in English. Guys are good in English, so how do I beat them? I have to come back to.
I know the feeling. So you're basically an indigenous rapper. You mainly try to use the indigenous languages in the country to rap.
Yeah.
How do you think indigenous rappers have gotten enough airplay, especially the language you're using, the Lumasa? Because Luganda's somehow flourished compared to any other language and from any other area.
Yeah, true that. I don't know if guys are, I know there are guys down there, but now how to get this to where like the Luganda rappers are. There's a way for like they've what can I use? Yeah. Okay, they are there before us, let me say.
The Luganda rappers?
Yeah. For them, they are everywhere, even in my district.
They said the bar. Generally, Luganda is like, the Ganda community is like another version of the British people, because the British always moved all over the whole world trying to explore and exploit.
Yeah.
So basically, maybe they're wildly spread, because Luganda is one of the most spoken language in the country here.
Yeah, true that. So that's why I went for my language. I first tried other languages. But I'm like, Swahili, okay. People, okay, there's a way they praise you when you talk, so I speak Swahili, but I'm like, how about mine? So I had the things like demos, you know, those shows, someone calls you, come and be here, hey, we go. So the way I see people reacting to the languages now, I'm like, okay, I think they like this one.
They're impressed.
Yeah, after flowing in Lumasaba, people come and like, yeah, that's good. Though you abuse that maybe, but we like that. So that's how I came down, and Nez himself supported me to that. So I went in for Lumasaba.
I remember listening to Shemi B's album. There is a track you contributed on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's called Mukaga Boka.
Yeah, Mukaga Boka.
Yeah.
It's one of actually my favorite.
Sure.
I want to it. How is the feeling working with Shemi B, the only one with a street identity?
I was glad. They called me, him and Shemi B and the Avatar, Nez. They called me and they were like, there's a cypher here and you have to be on it. Like, okay. You know, my thing, like, since I'm not always into studios, so they called me when something is up. I came, picked it, and I was the last person to record, I think.
Why do you keep being the last person?
As the last, because the rest were there. Sometimes it calls me when I'm not within Kampala.
Yeah, okay.
So that's why when it calls me, I endeavor to be there.
So have you contributed to any other project besides the Hip Hop Boot Camp and Shemi B's album? Do you have any other projects that you've done out?
Yes, with? So far there's a new one coming out with 207 and Shemi B again.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice to know.
Soon.
And I must confess, Indu Movie is like my favorite track I've listened from you. Because I vibe to it. Even my homies and friends, when I play to them the track, they ask me, man, we don't really care so much what she's saying, but this track is good. This lady knows how to deliver her stuff. So can you like tell us exactly what Indie Movie means and the whole inspiration?
Okay, first of all, Indie Movie means I'm bad.
Sounds like the Luganda version of Indie Movie, right?
You know, they are similar languages.
Yeah, I mean, all Bantu.
Words.
Okay.
Especially Lumasaba and Luganda.
Yeah.
There. So, though you might speak, and Luganda can pick something. Then he asks you, hey, you also, you say this, meaning this. You're like, yeah. So, Indie Movie, I'm bad. That's what the song means, the title of the song. Yeah. So in the first verse, before I go to the first verse, the whole inspiration was about, okay, first of all, it is based on a true story. And the whole thing is about what I went through. when I was growing up back then. So I used the negativity, the bad things that someone like can mistreat you. Then I used those ones as in
inspiration.
They helped me out. Now I'm bad. I can stand firm.
For anyone out there, being bad lately in the 21st century, it actually means good. So if someone is good, they're actually bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually.
The bad, it. Figuratively.
Mm-hmm. You're right there.
Okay. So, real life story, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there is this line that you say. Is it Nelly said, yeah, something?
Yeah. No more.
Is it part of the real story?
Yeah, he also praised when he had me perform at that was the Swagger Lounge in Luzira. Okay. When we were there, he performed. He had never seen me. Then he was like, "Yeah, you're good." So I also put him into my lyrics that even Nelly said praises me that I'm good.
Which is actually great if you've had time to perform, to at least to try to create like a fan base. It's something very nice, which I believe most of the rappers out there need to do, because many rappers are studio and internet rappers. They never do perform out there. Anyway, that aside, as a female rapper, any challenges you've gone through as a female rapper besides your life out of hip-hop and stuff?
Yeah, I have several of them. But then some are like normal, every human being, whether man or woman, you have to go through.
Yeah, surely.
But then, by the way, the reason as to why I'm not that known in the hip-hop family, I rarely go for the summits where the whole family is there.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm down, like sick.
Oh.
Sometimes
sorry.
I'm financially down.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are the challenges that I face, especially my health, like disturbs me a lot than the financial stuff. At least so when something good is up, me I'm unable. Even like on the cypher of the hip hop boot camp, people are asking me, why aren't you in the cypher? So that day, the evening we're recording, I was down. I got an attack, that asthmatic attack. I was down, so I could not record. So I missed out. Yeah, people are asking, but that is something that pulling me back. It's one of the challenges. But I'm trying to endeavor that. At least I stand up health-wise. Maybe that's when I can progress.
So as a female rapper, you really do not have so much, but the most essential thing is that it sort of pushes you down is like the asthma and stuff like that. We are so sorry about that. So what do you think as a FMC you should do to inspire other girls out there who wish to join the industry and probably with a little knowledge or more knowledge that you've attained on the way, you can share with them?
Okay, the thing is, first, love what you do as a person. Then, after loving that, of course, everyone will love, but check on whatever you're delivering. Get a good friend. They're friends, but there's that one who will let you down. When something is good, tells you it's bad, just give up. Then there's this one that can always tell you the truth, that, yeah, it would have been nice, but for sure, you have to change this or work out. You might get annoyed by then. Those are the things. Believe in yourself. Be confident. And love what you do. Then above all, stick to something no matter what. Someone will try to pull you down that you're not good. You think you can also make it. There are some words that can bring you down. But if you love what you do and stick up to it, then you'll always be there. Believe in yourself and then have the confidence in you.
Okay, that was great. Quite inspirational. So do you have like a project coming out, like an EP, an album, or probably a mixtape?
Not really. Like I've told you, after that, I'm just looking forward to doing something like whatever I'm is being worked upon with 207, and then I'm looking forward to like doing another cipher, I think.
Okay.
As I'm down there also writing something down, of course, to come back to studio. And I am like some single.
Should work on an album or
album, not yet.
or a mixtape, something like that.
Mm-hmm, but I'm not yet there, really.
You know, it actually pays off if you did a project, like a total project that you can give your would-be fans and then your fans, mm-hmm. including me, in Ndio Movies. Like my best track, I also feel like Ndio Movie.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have like a project like that, you can put it out. Do you know why I tell you that? Because female rappers in the country, if we try to count projects they've had, they're actually on a finger notice, you could count. Because last year alone, I think it was only one project that was put out, which is, I think, a mixtape by Ninja C, Ninja Attitude. Keiko, I don't know what she was doing, but she shot some videos and released a few singles. But if you release a project like that, yeah. A total project, somehow it feels nice for fans to have it and play it. You know, singles lie a lot. In most cases, they do lie a lot.
Okay.
So it would be nice if we did something like that.
Okay.
So as rap music and indigenous hip-hop paid off for you?
Not yet there, really.
Not yet there?
No.
You're not seeing the progress? Or...
Okay. The progress in this is like the boot camp.
Okay, oh, yeah.
That one, at least one of at the biggest so far.
It's yeah. One of your nicest spotlights.
Because I've met people all over the country. And I've met those guys. Like, I got to talk to Ruyonga, because he was there lecturing us into that workshop.
Okay.
GNL at least knows that Big Vein exists. Babaluku also knows Big Vein exists. At least I've met people. Those who didn't know me, really, that has helped me out. The boot camp itself. Then, like, on the street identity also.
Yeah, contributions.
At least there. People knew me. There, at least in Chueka. I'd ever performed once in Victoria Pub. That's in Chueka still.
Okay.
Alongside, there was Monji there. I performed before him. He was the main
event.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, at least the boot camp, I appreciate that, has pushed me somewhere. Yes, and then that album, that's a good one also.
Surely. Big Vein so far is, I think, the fifth FMC female rapper who has appeared on the show. To let you know, Big Vein was here. Any last words for your fans, your would-be fans, and those who do not like hip-hop and hope to like it in the future?
Just because I'm still underground, but I'm progressing slowly by slowly. Those that do not love hip-hop, when I get into place and get a chance to preach, though, like, they might not understand the language, but, yeah, at least they can get along. Then, afterwards, I'm good at translating to whoever wants to know what I meant. So when they come to know, they're like, the words are good, they're inspirational. So at least I'm always making guys love hip-hop. Then another thing, guys should be supportive. Me personally, I love culture. That's why I love doing it in my language. So guys should love hip-hop. Well, love hip-hop since you love your culture. That is it. Anyway, we talk about the daily things that happen in community. Sometimes people have no voices, but we try to help out the way we can, speak for them out. So we are on reality here. That's what I can say.
Yeah, true story. I think you're going to be the second indigenous rapper, including Seth Nelly said, I think. Yeah. Okay, that is great. So your social media, if someone loved to do a track with you or to seek more advice from you personally, sliding through your DMs.
Okay, I'm on Facebook. Facebook is Big Vein Femsi. That's on Facebook. Then I have, you can email me on bigvein04@gmail.com.
No Twitter?
No Instagram, no Twitter so far.
Okay, I see where you are. Well, since she's not on Twitter, you can follow us at Nuve Live. Facebook Nuve Live, Instagram Nuve Live, or follow me personally at Nuve Sean. That is NuveySHAWN, and I've been Sean, your host. You've been listening to Hip Hop Uganda. Don't forget, this show has been powered by Podbell Drive Music and the I Dig UG Hip Hop stickers. Make sure to visit our store and get yourself one, and more merchandise coming through. We out.
Chasa changu zechi chati wanuda kanuru wakasula yera watu waka kwabula toko yebio kusubi za pulani zita tambula.